Conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He's fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars, culture wars.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture War. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, there's a couple of things I want to get into today. You know, assassinations happening. What is it? The CEO of, what is it? United Healthcare. Assassination taking place there. And this is bizarre. Now, the reason why I believe that this happened, now, I don't know, but let me give you my opinion on it. Is that okay? It's just my opinion. I believe, without me looking at any other details, I'm pretty sure there's some other detail maybe have come out about it. I don't know yet. But before I look at all the other detail, I'm going to give you, when I first saw this story, I was telling my producer, I said, you know what? You know what it makes me think about? He probably said something to somebody saying, you know what? President Trump is coming, and I'm making the connection to President Trump. It might not even be a connection. But I said, President Trump is coming. He's going to work on the healthcare system in this country with RFK. They're going to look at all the corruption, how they've been killing the American people. You have Pfizer, you have Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, you have all of the FDA, all of these people working together in cahoots to kill the American people. Again, this is my opinion. And the reason why I say they're working together to kill the American people, because they're not doing anything that's beneficial to the American people. They're not, absolutely at all. With that said, I believe that he said something to somebody really close to him, said, you know what? I just can't live with this. I'm going to have to say something. Probably a colleague, somebody that he felt that he could confide in and say X, Y, Z, that I'm going to have to release this information. And they probably told him, said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. That'll just destroy everything. And he says, look, I can't live with myself for doing it. So they probably, now I'm making it up here, right? Because I don't know. So they probably said, made a phone call to somebody else, said, you know, he's going to blah, 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 blah. And he said, okay, we'll take care of it. And now he's gone. Does it sound about right? I mean, it's plausible, right? And then the video of this, of the assassination that took place, is really bizarre because the guy walks up behind him. He shoots him several times, actually, and he just walks away. Like this, it was a complete, and one lady was running past him. Now, he has a hood on, really can't make out his face. If he was concerned about someone recognizing who he was, he would have killed the lady that was running past him. because she saw it. She's sitting there witnessing it, and she keeps running. He doesn't even pay her attention. He goes after his target. So it's clearly an assassination. I mean, clearly. Now, the whole story, that's a different story. I would like to know the whole story. But with that said, what'd you do with it, Shannon? I want to share this with y'all. This is the Supreme Court. This is the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, oh, here, yeah, it's still here. The Supreme Court is looking up about transgender crap. Transgender crap. I mean, really? They're actually looking into transgender crap, wanting to know if hospitals should continue to push this crap onto children. They're castrating children. Now, if you're an adult, and I've said this multiple times, if you're an adult, and I don't think it should be even at the age of 18, I think it should wait until the age of 26, because they say that the human brain is not fully developed until they're the age of 25. Right? It's not that you can't learn anything after that, because I'm still learning stuff. Democrats, liberals, they kind of stop at a really young age and they never expand. But nonetheless, they say that the age of 25 is the typical adult brain capacity where they stop, you know, growing. Well, I don't think that they shouldn't be allowed to make those decisions to after 25, you know, when they turn 26, because the age of 25 is still that fine line. But the age of 26, if you want to be a grown man and you want to get your junk cut off, then by all means, go cut it off. I wouldn't recommend it, but I don't think it should be geared towards young adults or children, period. And the Supreme Court actually taking it up. Well, let me play some of this, because apparently there's a guy. It's not even a guy. This is a straight up female on CNN with Jake the Snake having a conversation with him about transgenderism. And how it was going to the Supreme Court. How in the world did it get to the Supreme Court in the first place? Are we losing grip on reality? This is the hard facts are, the truth bombs in all of this, is that a man is a man and a woman is a woman, no matter what they cut off. No matter what they cut off. If you cut off the jewels or if you cut off the gems, a man is a man and a woman is a woman. Listen to this, though. Just some of this.
I want to bring in the lawyer who's going to argue this high-profile case before the U.S. Supreme Court, Chase Strangio. Chase, thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it. So the case comes at a time when 26 states have passed laws restricting healthcare treatments for transgender youth, according to a CNN analysis of data from the nonprofit think tank Movement Advancement Project. So how do you plan to argue before the U.S. Supreme Court in a case that could have wide-ranging implications beyond the state of Tennessee?
Well, thank you for having me, Jake. And obviously, this is a critical inflection point for transgender people across the country. We're coming off of an election season where transgender people played an outside role in people's consciousness in terms of the way in which we were situated as a threat to others. And when we look at the map of states that ban this type of evidence-based healthcare, we went from zero states that had these bans in 2020 to now more than half the country. So,
are you hearing this? Shannon, are you hearing this? Do you hear this woman?
Oh yeah, totally.
Y'all getting this too, right? Y'all hearing this woman that's been shaving, cut her hair down to make herself look like a male until she started talking. When I first saw this video, I'm thinking like, okay, this is a dude. I mean, really, real convincing. Look, you can't deny it. She's real convincing. And I mean, just think about what I'm saying here. She is real convincing. What is wrong with our world here? What is wrong with our world?
I think it's interesting that we're arguing for, you know, whether or not young children, minors, actually get medical treatment for surgeries, when literally overseas, European Union, UK, has now banned such surgeries. They say that there is, you know, consequences that are detrimental to the human being. And so they don't do it anymore. They don't do puberty blockers. But here we are in America, where they're still pushing this nonsense.
They're pushing this crap.
That
dude.
Literally, there's a reason why they banned it over there, because there is literally medical information that proves that it does cause detrimental harm to the person that does these, potentially.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to a little bit more of what she has to say.
before the court tomorrow, the question is really a simple one as I see it. It's really, this is a law that bans medical treatment only when it is prescribed inconsistent with an individual's sex. Our argument is that that treats people differently because of their sex, and therefore the court has to treat it like all other forms of sex discrimination, and that's why it's unconstitutional.
So attorneys representing the state of Tennessee told the U.S. Supreme Court, quote, if the government's theory holds, men who identify as women could claim constitutionally based access to women's bathrooms, women's locker rooms, and women's sports. Accepting that theory would perversely erode women's rights and jeopardize landmark statutes protecting women's equal access to schools, winners' podiums, and beyond. What's your response to that?
Let me stop it really quick. See, they're trying to take, you know what? The Democrats constantly saying that Republicans are trying to take away women's rights when it comes to murdering the unborn child. You know, they're constantly screaming, healthcare, 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 reproductive rights, reproductive rights. Republicans trying to take away all of women's rights. And all along, it's been the Democrats trying to take away women's rights. This is 100% taking away women's rights. It's repulsive.
Well, I obviously disagree with that premise that allowing transgender women into women's sports or women's bathroom is a threat to women. But it is also not the question before the court in this case. And in fact, it is a totally independent question about whether a law that bans medical care for transgender adolescents discriminates against people based on sex versus these separate cases that preceded any of these health care bans will continue to be litigated in the courts regardless of the outcome here. So that clearly is conflating a bunch of different questions. The question before the court tomorrow is about whether banning medical care, overriding the consent of parents, the recommendations of doctors is a violation of equal protection.
This is sick. And Bad Moon put in there, said, make asylums great again. 100%. Make asylums great again. This is sick.
You know what? Well, we've known people that have transitioned and have now tried to de-transition. We've heard a lot of their stories. I know people have on this platform as well. And the sad thing is that these doctors that they're saying, oh, the doctors want the right to do these surgeries, really don't do their due diligence in the whole health of this person before they start giving them puberty blockers and sex changes. We've heard the stories over and over and over again. Once they said, oh, I feel like a boy, there are no questions. There's no psychology, you know, psychologists brought in nothing. They go, okay, well, if you want your child to be healthy and not commit suicide, you need to do a sex change.
And then the parents, on top of that, the health companies, the insurance companies, they're in on it as well.
Absolutely.
Because well, money. Once, because money they say that we'll cover your transition, but if you want to transition back, they won't cover it.
100%. That is the big problem. And the thing that they don't talk about, right, is it somebody, and if they do try to de-transition, you're never going to be who you were before. You know, you're if you get your breast cut off, you can never, even reconstruction is not the same. You know what I mean? Once you stop taking those hormone blockers, you've caused irreparable damage to your body for a lifetime. It's just so, and it's sad because they don't talk about those things. They just said, we want the right. This is, you're going against women's rights, sexual, you know, human rights. What? I can't even wrap my mind around their justification for it. Now, if you're an older person, like you said, Will, if you want, if you're, you know, I would even say 21, 22. I mean, you know, that
part. I'm going to go 26.
You know, nobody's going to go that far.
There's some clubs,
yeah,
nightclubs right now that you have to at least be the age of 25 before you can get to that nightclub.
I understand what you're saying.
I think a major surgery like this, you're going to castrate people. That should be something.
But no one's going to
go
that
far. You need
to
increase that age to 26. And I don't care if people don't like me saying it.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be happening in the first place.
It shouldn't. Absolutely.
It shouldn't be happening in the first place.
Yeah.
But make it at the age of 26. So if it's at the age of 26, then if they want to do it, then hey, then they live with the consequences. But they're doing it to children.
Children.
And they're encouraging the youth to do this.
Encouraging.
And then they get older and then they end up killing themselves because they realize what they've done. And no one in the medical industry was telling them the long-term results of this. None of them. I was like, oh, you're so brave.
It's devastating.
You're so brave.
In fact, if you try to transition, the LGBTQ whatever,
they go after you.
They actually, yeah, they go after you. They attack you. I mean, it's so, instead of supporting your body, your choice, they don't. Your body, your choice is supposed to be that when you choose or you think you're a male or a female and you start to transition, that you have to stay in that.
Well, Shannon, I have something to tell you.
No.
It's no. Your body, my choice.
That's exactly, you know, for children.
That's, who said, it was, what's his name that said that you know online?
What? For children, it almost is like that because there are literally parents that push their children. What is it that dad here in Texas? Right where he had twin children. Well, we met him and interviewed him.
And his son, his and wife.
His son.
His wife took his son California, to California.
Literally, he just
and
lost
allow
another,
him to see the child ever again.
He just lost a battle again in California saying that he has no rights, no say in his child.
It's the most disgusting thing.
And he
ever.
Has video of his son saying, I don't want this. How sad is that? They literally just threw it out.
Yeah.
And said that he manipulated the child.
Yeah. And it was Nick Fuentes that was saying, your body, my choice, and all of the liberals. Oh, my goodness, you hear what he said? Like, he speaks for anybody. You know, like, he speaks for anybody, but he's the ultimate troll for these liberals. Now, here's some audio for them talking about this whole transgender nonsense at the Supreme Court. And Sotomayor, she's basically equating castrating children to them just taking some Tylenol. Listen to this.
Cannot eliminate the risk of detransitioners. So it becomes a pure exercise of weighing benefits versus risk. And the question of how many minors have to have their bodies irreparably harmed for unproven benefits is one that is best left.
I'm sorry, counselor. Every medical treatment has a risk. Even taking aspirin, there is always going to be a percentage of the population under any medical treatment that's going to suffer a harm. So the question in my mind is not, do policymakers decide whether one person's life is more valuable than the millions of others who get relief from this treatment? The question is, can you stop one sex from the other?
Do you see how sick this is?
I think it's interesting, too, Will, that, you know, she brought up the fact that, you know, there's consequences to everything, including aspirin. Well, a lot of this case came up basically. It's all about children, right? I mean, if it was adults wanting to have sex changes, honestly, this case in Tennessee and other places wouldn't even come up. It's the fact that they're doing it to children. If your child wants an aspirin at school, they have to get your approval, the parents' approval. But these days, and what some of these people, including Tennessee, are arguing is that they don't want parents to approve it. They want to be able to do it because the child says they want to do it.
And I think in the state of California, they were actually made it against the law for the parents to even know. They made it lawful for teachers and faculty members to coerce their children to get a sex change without telling the parents what they're doing to them. This is life-changing results. And they're saying that you don't have to inform the parent. I would be furious. Just the idea that they're trying to convince my son or my daughter, my niece, my nephew to be something else other than the way God created them, I would be livid. And why are we even talking about this? Why is this even a topic? I don't, you know what? I'm trying to keep cool about this, but this is our world today and it's become normal. See, that's the problem here. This sickness, this evilness has become normal. There's nothing normal about it. And then how dare you speak out against it? If you go on Fascist Book right now and you put on there and say the man, there's only man and women, there's only two genders, they will block that and probably give you a 30-day Facebook jail. If you say there's only men and women, it's disgusting. And it's borderline, and you pretty much get the same thing on Nazi too. Pretty much the same thing there. There's only man and woman. And that's a true statement. There's only a man and a woman. Now, let me move on because I can bust a gasket just talking about this. I want to get to some of this, what I'm calling the truth bomb. The Democrats, they were lied to. You and I, we were not lied to. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Joe Biden, pardoning Hunter Biden, all of the lies that the Democrats have been telling. They have been lying to you. They have not been lying to me. They've been lying to themselves. And now that they've been lying to themselves, they're actually highly upset with Joe Biden. Did I play the video yesterday with Chuck Schumer? I don't think I played that video for y'all yesterday with Chuck Schumer. I want to show that to y'all. I want to show that to y'all because I found it highly interesting. So Chuck Schumer, he was asked a question about Hunter Biden being pardoned by Joe Biden. And I want y'all to listen to the response. Listen to the response Chuck Schumer has to say. Now, any other time, Chuck Schumer has a lot to say. You can't get Chuck Schumer to shut up. He has an answer for everything. So again, they were not lying to you and I. They were lying to each other. And now they're upset. They had no idea that Joe Biden was going to pardon Hunter. Did you know that? Here's the proof. Watch this.
Questions. Yes, Bolton.
Do you agree with some of your Democrat colleagues who say that President Biden's pardon of Hunter Biden was wrong or unwise, puts personal interest ahead of duty?
I got nothing for you on that.
Can I follow up on that? Are you concerned with the lack of transparency, lack of honesty around Biden's decision to pardon?
As I said, I got nothing for you
on
that.
Can I follow up on that too?
Nope.
Are you concerned that pardoning anyone on the way out of office, family members, sets a poor precedent?
Thank you. I've got nothing for you on that.
But the question is, they've talked about January 6th pardons. This is a playbook for incoming President Trump. Isn't this a problem? Did he not establish a bad precedent for pardons?
I got nothing for you on that. Any other subjects?
Any other subjects? I got nothing on you. I got nothing for you on that. I got nothing. I got nothing. I got nothing. I got nothing. I have nothing. I have nothing. He's never had anything in the first place. But it's just the fact that he won't even address it. All he has to say is, look, Joe Biden is president. I can't tell him who he can and cannot pardon. If he found another reason, maybe a reason came about to give him the idea of saying, okay, giving Hunter Biden a pardon, maybe there's a reason. Have you talked to Joe Biden about it? And then we go, well, no, we haven't talked to Joe Biden because he left the country. He went to Africa to give them $1 billion in these S-hole countries. Right? They didn't know. They thought that Joe Biden was going to keep his word. Well, Joe Biden, he's working to destroy this country. That's what he's doing. Now, listen to Scott Jennings. Scott Jennings, he just hammers these people. And this lady that he's talking to here on the Communist News Network, she's a total idiot. She's a blatant idiot. She's right down dumber than a bag of rocks. Actually, she's a smart, dumb bag of rocks, if there's such a thing. But she twists everything. She lies about everything. She tells everyone again. She spews the same things that she's been hearing, saying, oh, President Trump, he's going to put the military on the streets of America and go after American citizens. And President Trump has never said that. Has never said that. Then she goes, well, President Trump, he's a convicted felon. He did all of this. He's going to do all these things. And Scott Jennings just like, no, where are you getting that from? You're making it all up. Listen,
I don't want to be bringing back waterboarding. I don't want to be a country that tortures people, especially if we're the kind of country that's going to be using the military against our own citizens.
Well, wait,
this kind
that,
of thing concerns me.
What do you mean use against our own citizens?
I'm talking about
you
sending
said blue states. Behave. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about sending the military into blue states to make them behave. What, getting Gavin Newsom under control, getting J.P. Pritzker under control.
What are you
making
talking
sure
about? What are you talking about sending into the state capital to commandeer the state government?
I hope not, but he's definitely talked about that.
Trump
I don't know why you're acting like you've never heard
using the military
this
to suppress in the Black Lives Matter era those
yes.
protests in the street.
He was there himself.
Actually,
I just make sure I understand your position that you believe Donald Trump is going to use the military to set up effectively like coups in state capitals of states that he didn't win?
I think you're taking it a step or two.
No, she said make blue states behave, and she also said round up immigrants. That's not true. Well, it's deport illegal immigrants.
Scott, I think you're just Scott, I don't know why you're acting. No. Okay, hold on. I mean, look. I think you're right. Let's be precise. Trump has wanted to use the military to do things domestically that actually the military is not allowed to do. I think that's the point that she's making.
Well, the thing is, the military can assist ICE, the police department, in deporting non-American citizens. They can assist. They can take them all to a facility. Then they can put them on these planes and fly them out of the country, fly them back. They can do this. Now, not a single time has President Trump even uttered the words of using the military on American citizens. Now, can you use the National Guard to bring order? I've seen it happen multiple times. BLM, Trans-Tifa, and they don't even want to acknowledge that the $2 billion of insurance that they had to be claimed because of Trans-Tifa and BLM.
Like what?
Like deport illegal immigrants. That is actually not a function of the military.
The military can absolutely be used to work with local officials to provide military resources, but working with other parts of the federal government and local officials. We already send the National Guard to the border.
But you're not against the will of the local officials or the will of the state government.
Oh, yes.
We have a federalist government
we
here.
Can.
The military is not supposed to take up arms against American citizens, period.
They're not. You keep saying that. This is about illegal immigration. You all keep saying American citizens.
Well, how,
about
do we,
illegal
how do we know
immigration?
Whether the people are illegal
or
not?
Well, when we
know after
they're
shot.
We have 1.6 million.
We know after they die.
We have 1.6 million people in this country who already received deportation orders from courts. They are here illegally.
No, it's always back to illegal immigration with people who support Donald Trump.
What do you mean it's always back to illegal immigration? No, we're starting with illegal immigration. It's not always going back to illegal immigration. Joe Biden and the Democrats brought in millions of illegals that should have never been here in the first place. They worked with these NGOs to undermine the American economy. They did this on purpose. They're trying to collapse the United States of America. And these idiots, they know this, but they suffer from TDS so bad, they don't care. They're willing to go along with it. If this is how we're going to destroy America, then by all means, let it happen. And then this idiot saying that the U.S. military is going to take up arms against the American people and start shooting people because of President Trump has never said that.
Always back to illegal immigration.
People
but that's not the only thing that we're talking about here. We're talking about the American people. We're talking about taking up arms against them with a military that's supposed to be protecting them.
This is not right. You cannot say Donald Trump is sending the military to round up.
That's what he said. That's not what I'm saying.
Totally false.
He said that.
Totally false.
That's what he said.
Scott, Trump.
We're in the fever swamps, Andy. I'm sorry.
What is your dispute here? I'm not even really
because
understanding.
Because they're saying that he's sending the military to shoot or round up American citizens. We did not say shoot.
I think the issue.
You said take. He just said take up arms.
Why are you acting like Trump is here?
I did say take up arms because when you send the army in, that's what they're there for.
So if you're gonna take up arms against someone else, what does that mean? If you're saying that you're gonna send in the military, the U.S. military, to take up arms against a group of people, what does that mean? That they're gonna shoot people? They're not there with billy clubs. They're taking up arms to shoot people. That's exactly what he's suggesting that President Trump is going to do. And President Trump has never even alluded to that. These Democrats, they live rent-free. They have rent-free space in their heads for President Trump. This is how they live.
I mean, Trump did bring up the fact that he would possibly use the Insurrection Act, which means that you can use the military to help, you know, calm down, you know, insurrection or people rising up in the streets like they were, burning down buildings and stuff like that. He talked about he could possibly or would have possibly used that during the George Floyd riots. But, you know, they take it to the next level. You know, they take it to a level that was never discussed. He's going to round up the people that he doesn't agree with. Come on, that's not even an honest conversation. But the thing is one person says it, and the Democrat Party goes, ooh, that's so true. He's a threat to us because he said he's going to round us up. Right. And then it just keeps going. And they want the American people to be afraid. They want them to have this.
You know why they believe it? You know why they believe that's possible to happen? Because they have these FEMA camps throughout the country. And a lot of these FEMA camps are empty. And it's been rumored. It wasn't even rumored at the time.
Nothing has changed.
Can I ask a question?
It's not even rumored. The Democrats have talked about putting you and I in concentration camps.
Well, what did they
to re-indoctrinate us, to get us to change our way of thinking?
I mean, you brought up yesterday, Will, that one new, what was it, a practice that they're going to use the military on the American people. Biden just passed that, or, you know, just agreed that they can deploy the
military. Tomorrow with the Pentagon.
The Pentagon
just made it to where they can put military soldiers on the streets of America.
So what is that?
I mean, the reason why they did that, because they thought they were going to be successful in stealing the 2024 election. They had no idea that the American people are onto what they've been trying to do to us, and they were going to steal it. And then they were going to use the military to put them on the streets of America to prevent all of us that know the shenanigans is going on to hinder us from fighting back. And then they said that the military can shoot American citizens. So this is the only reason why they believe that President Trump is going to put the military on the streets of America, because they put it in place.
Yeah. I mean, they accuse
us. They're the ones that put it in place.
They always accuse us of things that they're literally doing.
Yes. They put it in place. They're the ones that put it in place.
And now they're concerned that
Trump is going to use it.
Yep. There you go. There you go. And he'll be like, oh, you guys are the one that put it in place.
Yeah. You know what? Because they had no idea that President Trump was going to win. They were just thinking, well, Trump, there's no way that Trump can win. This was in their mind. Listen to this one here. I got another one I want to share with you from Scott Jennings. You know what? There's these liberals, the black female liberal on X. I don't even know her name. I just saw it. And she says, did anyone else stop watching CNN because of Scott Jennings? I mean, really? Scott Jennings is one of the, you know, there's like maybe two more. I can't remember their names. But Scott Jennings is like the only one that has his a mind, that has his sense, right? That is dealing with reality. The rest of these people, they're not. Listen.
Nothing has changed. Can I ask a question? Do you all think that Merrick Garland should be fired because of this corruption at the DOJ?
Again, I don't.
You know what the short answer is that? Yes. Because now they're saying that going after Hunter Biden is a witch hunt. They all should be in agreement. Merrick Garland should be fired. We're all in agreement. Listen how they respond to that question.
And at the DOJ?
Again, I don't think there's corruption at the DOJ. I think the concern is the future DOJ is going to be corrupted.
You see that? That's exactly what I was referring to. See, they don't see any corruption in there now because the DOJ going after President Trump, the DOJ going after the American citizens. So they don't see any corruption there. And now they're afraid of President Trump actually going after the criminals. And now they're calling it corruption. Them going after Hunter Biden, they call that corruption, but they don't think that Merrick Garland should be fired. They want Merrick Garland to remain right where he is so he will continue to fight against President Trump and go after American citizens. Listen to her.
Again, I don't think there's corruption at the DOJ. I think the concern is the future DOJ is going to be corrupted.
You think there's corruption there. You think this was a politicized witch hunt, but the attorney general should be held accountable, no?
These charges were trumped up because his name is Hunter Biden.
But wouldn't you, if you were the president, would you believe the attorney general?
Let's consult our legal expert at the desk.
If you
Fire Marshal Bowman. You know what? I wish Scott Jennings would have taken one of those little fire pull alarm things and just set it on the desk. Don't even say anything about it. Because had he known he was sitting next to him, that would have been such a beautiful piece on the table. They would have talked about that piece probably the entire, or they would say, Scott, you can't put that out there. You can't put that out there. And he'd be like, why not? I mean, you got coffee cups. You got papers on the desk. This is something that I want to have up here. I thought it would have been beautiful to put it up there. Me personally. Okay, I got one more that I want to share with you on Scott Jennings. And he just lays it out. He's dropping all these truth bombs on these people, and it's not registering. And this is the reason why I see all of this stuff as spiritual. because he's telling them the truth and they're not receiving it. They don't want to receive it. They want to reject it as much as possible. Listen.
Yeah, thank God we have a president-elect who's willing to say it. We've had Americans held hostage since October the 7th, and we've lacked a president that had the testicular fortitude to get our people back. This is outrageous that these Americans were taken and murdered, and we've basically stood back and given lip service to both sides, this and that. I want to hear. It's wrong. And this is the wages of weakness of a weak president. All the things you just listed, it's because we have a weak America. And now we're going to have a strong America. And I think Donald Trump's going to have far better success. We had world at peace when he was president. We had a peace agreement in the Middle East. But when you take Americans hostage and you murder Americans, you better damn well know the president of the United States is going to do something about it. And we've not known that for 4 years.
We have not known that. They've a bunch of cowards. They've all taken it away. You understand? Completely disgusting. Hey, wrap your loved ones in luxury this with Cozy Earth. Give the gift of the ultimate comfort and luxury this holiday season. Cozy Earth bamboo sheets offer ultimate softness, turning every night into a peaceful escape. Celebrate the holidays in style and comfort with Cozy Earth Ultra Soft Stretch Knit Pajamas, perfect for relaxing and enjoying time at home. Cozy Earth help you turn your home into a peaceful retreat, offering product designed to create calm and comfort. Unwind, relax, rejuvenate with elevated essentials that make every moment at home more serene. Cozy Earth sheets are so breathable, you'll sleep several degrees cooler. Durable fabrics that won't peel. Guaranteed for 10 years, they are superior. The ultimate ingredient for luxury sleep is softness. Our use of only the best fabric and textiles enhance that. Textiles. Cozy Earth prides itself on the responsible production of all of its products. Cozy Earth bedding and bath products have a 10-year warranty. That's how much they believe in them. Want your Cozy Earth pajamas by Christmas? Order them by December 13th for free shipping, everyone. If you miss it, you can't do it by December 13th, you can still get it expedited shipping until December 20th to ensure they arrive on time for Christmas. But don't wait. Head to CozyEarth.com/LFA right now and use the exclusive LFA code to get 40% off. You understand? You can get up to 40% off. Give the gift of luxury this holiday season. That's CozyEarth.com/LFA. Go check it out. Now, I want to play a video really quick with the Cozy Earth. We're going to go to a quick break. It's in the break that I put in here. And just to give y'all some more detail on it. Can you go to it? I want y'all to check this out. It's the very first video that you're going to see here. And then I'm going to come back and we're going to share more information with you.
We devoted the past decade of our lives to perfecting bed sheets. Before you say, what a crazy waste of time, let us explain just how insane we really are. Over the past 3,752 days, we've asked one question. What's the best it can possibly be? But really though, what's the coziest fabric? The comfiest design? Who are the right partners? Supply chain? Feel? Texture? How do we make Mother Earth proud? Embody real luxury? Create lasting pieces? How do we do it right?
Too much?
Maybe. But to us, it makes no sense to make more of the same. We don't need more stuff. Just think about your home for a second. The time you spend within its walls. Think of the minutes, the hours, the nights, days, ages and phases. In our eyes, no time, love, or amount of devotion is wasted. when it comes to helping you find that sanctuary. Because as we see it, home is everything you put into it.
Don't get caught unprepared. We don't know when the next disaster will take place. Prep Gear Plus has what you need. The portable power station from EcoFlow is a solution for any scenario. Ever run out of gas for your generator or the power in your neighborhood go out? These power stations can be charged with solar panels using the light from the sun. As long as we have sunlight, you have power. Visit PrepGearPlus.com today. That is PrepGearPlus.com.
Wonderful process to go through and meet with senators and talk to them, especially members of the Senate Armed Services Committee, whose passion is the Defense Department, and our warfighters, to hear what they want to do to make sure that department is properly oriented for the threats of the world and make sure that we're putting the warfighters first. That's what Donald Trump asked me to do. Your job is to bring a warfighting ethos back to the Pentagon. Your job is to make sure that it's lethality, lethality, lethality. Everything else is gone. Everything else that distracts from that shouldn't be happening. That's the message I'm hearing from senators in that advise and consent process. It's been a wonderful process.
You know what? Let me ask y'all in the chat. I think what they're doing to Pete Hegseth is a smear campaign, trying to discredit him, trying to say that he's an alcoholic and he should not be there. And the reason why I say it's a smear campaign, because they know President Trump's stance on people with addiction. You know, he lost a brother due to addiction. President Trump did. So they understand that. And you, of course, being in this position, you really can't be an alcoholic because it's a pretty stressful job to begin with. And if you're going to turn to alcohol, then you can't really function that well on alcohol. I don't care how experienced people are with alcohol, you can't. But I, be honest with you, I've seen him multiple times throughout the years, and not a single time has he come across like he's an alcoholic, as many times that I've seen him. Now, the video we just watched with Kamala Harris, the last video she put out from her in Hawaii, she looked like she's completely intoxicated. I mean, she slurring her words. She looked like she's drunk. You got to keep fighting, everybody. Keep fighting. I can't even do it right, but. Not a single one of them brought up the fact that she looked like she's intoxicated. There's no videos out there of him looking like he's intoxicated. If he had a problem with drinking, they would have recognized it and they would have said something about it. And I don't really think that Fox News would have him on there day in and day out if he's intoxicated. It doesn't work that way. Now, for me, I don't drink. Now, I will have one every blue moon. I remember one time I told my producer, I said, you know what? It's been a long day. I'm going to have a beer. And then 20 minutes went by, and I forgot that I said I'm going to have a beer, and I completely forgot it and didn't even have a beer. I bought a six-pack of beer one time, and it sat in the refrigerator for over 6 months. It actually expired. I ended up having to throw it away. That's how much I drink. But if you see me go to the bar one time, they turn around and the left go, oh my goodness, Will Johnson's the alcoholic. He drinks all the time. Especially if I'm going into a position of some sort. They do this every single time when they want to do a smear campaign against someone they want to discredit. So y'all in agreement? Y'all think it's just a smear campaign? And now the reason why I'm bringing it up, because I know people firsthand that have family members that were drinking. Yep, someone said it on here, Nancy Pelosi. Same thing. Nancy Pelosi, many times, she looked like she's been drunk too. They don't say anything about them looking like they're drunk, talking like they're drunk. And I know people personally that have family members that were alcoholics. And as soon as a story like this come up, even though it's probably not true, they have the tendency to believe the story. You know, they kind of did the same thing with President Trump. Oh, my goodness, President Trump, he sexually assaulted all of these women. And because they know that's something that has happened in the past by very powerful rich men, they automatically believe it, even though it's not true. Like, what is the name? Angie Carroll? Jean Carroll? Same thing with her. And they said, what did they say? It was, they didn't say he actually sexually assaulted her. They said it was, what did they get him on? Assumption? No, but they didn't call it. They didn't actually convict him for assault. They said it was, I forget the exact word they called it. Like it was an assumption. Like it was presumed, or it's on the tip of my tongue. I can't remember exactly what they called it, because he wasn't tried exactly as doing sexually assaulted, huh? Yeah, sexual abuse. Allegedly.
No. No, he was committed sexual abuse and forcible
touching. For Angie Carroll.
Yeah,
for Angie Carroll. But what did they call it? But they didn't actually put it down as that, though. I forget exactly what they call it. But anyways, they run with that because they say that, oh, it must be true. It must be true. You know, remember hashtag believe the woman? You remember that? Well, Pete Hegseth, because of this scandal, they're trying to push him out. But the same thing, it goes with Cash Patel. Same thing with Cash Patel. But they don't have anything on Cash Patel as of yet, other than that they say he's not qualified. Both Cash Patel and Pete Hegseth, they are both qualified for the positions that President Trump wants them in. Listen to this on the Communist News Network as they're talking about Cash Patel. How many GOP members currently are against him? Listen to this.
Cash Patel has been picked to run the FBI by Donald Trump. If he's confirmed, what do his nomination odds look like this evening?
Significantly higher than Pete Hegseth's to be defense secretary. I mean, here's a key nugget. You know, I mentioned those three senators, right? You could afford to lose three GOP votes at this particular point for Patel to be the FBI head. The key here, number here, zero. That's how many GOP senators have come out against him. So at this particular hour, if Hegseth's nomination is in trouble, Cash Patel to lead the FBI seems to be climbing ever higher, Caitlin Collins.
You see that right there? Zero. Zero GP members are against Cash Patel. So that has them highly nervous, extremely nervous. Because they, as of right now, to my understanding, they don't need any of the Democrats to put him through. They don't need any of them. They don't need any of the Democrats to put any of them through, to my understanding. So it's really interesting, you know, are these, maybe just these GOP members are not saying anything because they don't want to be on blast for doing the wrong thing. Well, I'm pretty sure that you have seen this video as well. And I want to share this video with you. Not Cash Patel, but Pete Hegseth is walking through the halls. And it's almost, my producer brought this up earlier, this is almost like how it was with Matt Gaetz. Remember Matt Gaetz walking through the halls and they were attacking him, saying, well, about all these scandals, all these scandals. And then the next day he drops out. Do you think it could be the same thing that's going to happen here? Look at this. Watch this.
Have you had any conversations with the president-elect about replacing you with Governor DeSantis?
I spoke to the president-elect this morning. He said, keep going, keep fighting. Find your way.
So you're in this all the way.
Why would I back down? I've always been a fighter. I'm here for the war fighters. This is personal, passionate for me.
So you're not withdrawing your name from consideration, just to be clear.
We're meeting all day with senators.
I know your mom was just on Fox. She says that you are a change.
So y'all see that? You see that? So you got Cash Patel that has 100% basically the GOP. And then you have Pete Hegseth, where they're going through and asking, he said he talked to President Trump and President Trump told him to keep fighting, keep pushing forward. And then the liberal media, they don't care. They're not receiving it. They're going to push it to the side. When they look at stuff like that, I don't believe anything that they're saying. I don't believe a thing that they're saying. The Democrats are pure evil. talking about being pure evil, and it's not just those on Capitol Hill. This extends to all of the government state media, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSDNC, every last one of them. Well, listen to this lady. Her name is Catherine, if I'm not mistaken. And she was with CBS. And while she was on with CBS, she's having a conversation about interviewing Elon Musk. And she wanted to do it live. Well, CBS said, no, you can't do it live. And she goes, why not? Because we don't know what Elon Musk is going to say. What does she think? Elon Musk is going to tell everyone to blow up the world? I mean, what would be so, what would Elon Musk say that would be so bad? The truth? Listen to this.
Yeah, so just to set the stage, it was the fall of 2023. I had tried to enterprise a story that would bring the Twitter files to CBS News. It didn't get as far as I had hoped, but an interview opportunity developed with Elon Musk, and the offer was to do a live interview with him on X. So I took that opportunity to the CBS News executives. And they said, you know, we just can't do it live. And I was like, what do you mean we can't do it live? And they said, well, we don't know what he's going to say. And I was like, wait a second. Isn't that what journalism is all about? The short story is that a number of conditions were set on this possible opportunity with Elon Musk that included doing something taped, editing it, only having it on the CBS News platform. And frankly, I felt so ashamed that a news organization would place so many restrictions on an interview. And you know, Dan, typically it's the interview subject that's placing the restrictions on an interview, not the network. Never went back to Elon Musk and said, I'm sorry, I know you're all about free speech, but they want to put these conditions on it. I just couldn't go back to him with that.
There it is. See, that should never happen. They should be able to interview anyone, especially if you're a journalist. You know, I'd like to interview, I would love to interview Elon Musk. I'd love to interview President Trump. I would love to, I love interviewing people, but I want to do it live. I want to do it real time. I can, and I have in the past, I've done recordings, but it should be real time. It should be real time. I want to interview these people in real time. I don't want to do it. You know, I don't want to do a recording and then the recording and play it later. And then because it becomes, you know, to the point like, well, it was recording. You can highly edit it. You can change the edits of anything, especially now with the assistance of AI. You can make anything look like it's like they're saying something. There's a video of President Trump where President Trump is just speaking and he's talking about Canada. And you can tell because it's not completely there. The AI has not completely got to the point to where it's completely fooled people. But there's a video with President Trump talking about Canada, basically saying Canada is going to become the 51st state of the United States of America, and he's pushing for it, and he's going to make it happen. But if you look at the video closely, you can see the mouth is moving kind of weird when President Trump is talking in the video. My point is that these companies blocking free speech because they want to block the truth. They don't want people to know the truth. There should be consequences for all of that. I mean, straight up, there should be consequences for all of that. That's that level of censorship at these companies should not happen. What happened to the integrity of being a journalist? This is the reason why majority of the people are turning to alternative media sources like LFA. I'm telling you, more people are turning to LFA than ever before because people want to hear the truth. And they don't want it to be all sugar-coated. They don't want to make it, they don't want all the like the real big production. Not that people don't like it, but people want what's real. People want real people talking about real topics and possibly coming up with real solutions. That's why people tune in to LFA. People are going to X, right? X is the number one social media platform for news on the planet. On the planet. So you know if MSDNC is getting hurt by X, CNN is getting hurt by it, all of these other liberal organizations throughout the world, they're feeling the pain too. It's not just here in the United States of America. And this is why some of these other countries want to take Elon Musk out. And just like President Trump, Elon Musk, he has to increase his security detail as well. Do we have enough time? I want to play some of this story really quick. And this is, okay, do I do? Okay, so I guess I'm going to have to, skip that part then. Let me tell y'all about this. This is our sponsor again. And look, can y'all do me a favor? You know, I'm telling y'all about these sponsors, but I need for you to go check them out, and especially the Colonial Metals Group, right? Because I believe in having a substantial percentage of my financial future secured with gold and silver. You should too. That's why I decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group, to help me set up a safe, secure, self-direct IRA where I have access to my assets, no matter what the stock market is doing, or for that matter, the federal government. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect and defend your family's future. We've put together a special offer for the LFA audience. Simply click on the link in the description below or call the special 800 number, and you could receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. But you got to give them a call. Tell them Will Johnson from LFA sent you. Tell them Will Johnson from LFA sent you. And also, January 20th, we're going to have boots on the ground, but we need your help to make it happen. All of the Rumble Rants are absolutely helping in that effort as well. But at the same time, please go to LFATV.us, LFATV.us. Your gifts will bless us from doing the show live there in D.C. on January 20th. How awesome would that be? Would you like to see all of the LFA hosts together in D.C. at the inauguration for President Trump? Would you like to see that? If you do want to see that, LFATV.us, go there. Your support is needed. Same thing with the Rumble Rants, everybody. Do it today. God bless you, everybody. See you tomorrow. Stay safe out there. Culture Wars.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50 plus UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit UniteAmericaFirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite1.
Unite1. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite1. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off. MyPillow.com using promo code UNITE1.